Welcome to the Pulse Data HumanWare audio newsletter. You can reach us at 1-800-722-3393, address 175 Mason Circle, Concord, California, 94520. For general inquiries, email info@humanware.com or find us on the web at www.humanware.com. In the next 30 informal minutes, you will hear from 11 of us about our products, including 5 new products. We encourage you to contact us to make sure we have your correct address and to pass this newsletter along to others who might be interested. To be entered in a drawing for a new GPS or multilingual product, email drawing@humanware.com or call 800-722-3393. Give us your address and which product you would prefer, should you win.
Hi, this is Jim Halliday. I'm the president and CEO of Pulse Data HumanWare. You notice that's kind of a new name for us. We've been HumanWare Inc. for many, many years, and we have just merged with PDI Inc. from Atlanta, Georgia, and we've become a merged company, which is really exciting. We've got some new products that I want to tell you a little bit about, and then we've got a number of other people on the program today that will be telling you a lot more about these products in much more depth than I will. But I wanted to tell you how delighted I am to be doing an audio tape again. This is something we used to do years ago, and now we've got Mike May on the team, and he's also interested in doing this. I'm pretty excited about doing a tape for the industry again. Some of you may remember that years ago, I used to be a completely nutty fool, and I'd do all sorts of crazy things on my tapes, and I still might do that in the future. But today I'm supposed to be talking about the merged companies and the new products. One of the most exciting things that's happened with HumanWare in the last couple of years has been the introduction of the Braille Note. The Braille Note is, in 25 years of my experience, the most exciting and probably the most successful product that I've ever been involved with. It's been really a joy to see the industry embrace the product the way they have, and it's gone through some wonderful improvements in the last 2 years, and there are some really exciting new dimensions that are being added. For example, the GPS. Mike May will be telling you a little bit more about the GPS later on in the program, but global positioning is a very exciting element in the world today, and the fact that blind people are going to have an opportunity to use something like GPS to find their way and to hear where they are in space and to find the local, I shouldn't say Starbucks, I guess, but I did. Those are really exciting elements that are going to be added to Braille notes and voice notes as an accessory. So Mike will be telling you a little bit more about that. Also, the foreign languages. As you know, the quality of the Keynote Gold speech has been very good, and it's very understandable, particularly at very high speeds. It's been a very efficient kind of speech through the years. And we will be adding the French, the German, the Spanish. I'll let the other people talk about all of the details. Those improvements are really going to be nice additions to the Braille Note. For years, people have been asking us now about access to the internet, the browser. Well, we will be talking a little bit more about that. We won't go into too much detail here, but at an upcoming conference, those of you who attend will have the opportunity to actually see the browser in action. Beyond the Braille Note side, there's another really important dimension that's happened on the Braille front. We are just introducing the Braille Star. This Braille display is different from any other Braille display or Braille terminal that's ever been available on the market. But the Braille Star has a very, very unique feature that is on no other Braille display, and it really sets the standard for a new Braille display technology. Another product that we find really exciting is the MB Writer, MB for Mountbatten. This is a new Mountbatten that has pretty much stripped out all of the complexities that have been in the earlier versions of the Mountbatten, which, by the way, are also still available in the Mountbatten Pro. But the MB Writer is really designed to be a Braille writer. And when you think about the differences between something like the Perkins Brailler, which is post-war technology, World War II technology, that it's amazing, actually, that that product has stayed alive as long as it has. It's been a fabulous product all these years. But it's time to bring out a 21st century device. And the MB Writer is an ideal alternative to traditional type Braille writers. On the low vision front, we have a brand new product called the SmartView 1000. It's a smaller version of a standard inline CCTV that has a 14-inch monitor. Very high contrast, very high quality that people will be very interested in if they're looking for kind of the lower cost version of a CCTV. Obviously, we have the other range, the full range of CCTVs as well, and we're pretty impressed with the quality of those, and the response to those is very impressive. We've got a whole slew of new things coming out the door, and we believe that the merger that we've just experienced has really been good for the industry, and for the companies, and for the customers that we serve. And so I want to introduce you to Russell Smith, who's been around for a long time in this industry. I've known him for over 25 years. And he's made major contributions to the industry through the years. Very creative development group that he's managed for many years. And Pulse Data has become one of the major forces in our industry worldwide. So, Dr. Smith.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thanks for the opportunity to say a few words on this tape. I wanted to let people know what the vision and mission of Pulse Data International is. We set a vision for the company to be one of the world's leading providers of information access solutions for visually impaired persons. And that is a vision that's understood and accepted throughout the company. We also defined a mission statement, which is to achieve excellence in the design, manufacture, and provision of innovative and effective technology-based products to aid visually impaired people. And those are two important guiding lights for the company. We're pursuing that mission through committing substantial resources to research and development at our home base here in Christchurch, New Zealand. In the last year, we've almost doubled the engineering team so that we're in a position to continue to bring new and original products to the visually impaired technology market. We're also pursuing that mission by bringing together some of the most experienced people in the industry in the United States. Recently, we've added considerably to our team. We're very excited to be merging the US companies. This will enable us to provide a much more comprehensive range of solutions in a more coordinated and efficient way. Anyway, enough from me. Let me pass you on to others who will tell you about some of the exciting new developments with products, which I'm sure is what you're wanting from this tape. Thanks for the opportunity of talking.
Hello, this is Bill Johnston, General Manager and Director of Pulse Data International. My greetings from the head office here in Christchurch, New Zealand. Enjoy the discussions of our exciting new products, and I hope you have a great day. Bye for now.
My name is Lou Lipschultz. My position with Pulse Data Humanware is Senior Vice President. My primary roles with the company is directing the sales team. I have been the president of Pulse Data International, Inc., that is the low vision arm of Pulse Data Limited of New Zealand. And I'm just elated to be able to join forces and merge the resources available from the HumanWare team with the Pulse Data International Inc. team to develop a true soup-to-nuts resource for the visually impaired community of the United States.
Hi, I'm Greg Thompson. I'm International Marketing and Business Development Manager for Pulse Data International. Before Pulse Data, I was 20 years in the computer and telecommunication industries, firstly in technical roles, managing computer organizations, and more recently, before I joined Pulse Data, I was had been marketing internationally and doing a lot of export work. The merger of Pulse Data HumanWare gives us a much greater organization in the United States. And I think the possibility of leveraging off a great team of people and out of both organizations, really maximizing the skills of those two organizations. Part of my responsibilities down in New Zealand are to look after the product management team. We have product managers in the low vision area, two people in that area, and just recently brought on Larry Lewis into the team to look after our Braille products, the Braille Note family. So we're really excited about getting Larry into the team and working primarily in the United States, but also developing the new markets for Braille Note for us.
Hello, my name is Larry Lewis, and I'm the Product Marketing Manager for the Braille Note family of products. I'd like to take a few moments and talk to you about some exciting developments happening with the Braille Note family, but first I'd like to just elaborate on a few important features that set this technology apart from its other alternatives within this industry. The Braille Note was one of the first portable data assistants that we launched at CSUN 2000, which enabled us to show connectivity to mainstream applications and a portable device for persons who are blind. We were able to demonstrate quite effectively the ability to create a Microsoft Word file by using Braille input and read Microsoft Word files in our preferred reading grade of Braille. This is truly revolutionary for individuals both in the classroom and the workplace, so that individuals can operate more in a very comfortable setting while at the same time providing access to their mainstream counterparts. The Braille Note Planner enables the user to set an appointment, set a corresponding alarm to go off to remind him of this appointment, and check future appointments so that he can organize his life in a more portable manner. The Braille Note's address list is a fully functioning address book, which enables the user to keep track of individuals' names, phone numbers, emails, fax numbers, business and street addresses, etc. The Braille Note was the first product which allowed for email connectivity in a portable device for persons who are blind. Users could write email in Braille, attach Braille files, send those files in different file formats such as Microsoft Word and RTF file formats, and the sighted recipient would be able to read those emails in print and the desired file format, that being RTF, Microsoft Word, or ASCII text file formats. The Braille Notes book reader enables the user to store vast amounts of data and have that information available to him readily and portably in one's preferred style or grade of Braille. I have a 5 GB micro drive, which enables me to house thousands of books on a device that is less than a half of a pound. Why can we do these things with the Braille Note? We can do these things with the Braille Note because the Braille Note is the first portable data system that takes advantage of the Windows CE operating system. This operating system allows us to preserve the integrity of an environment of traditional note taker while at the same time providing us access to mainstream applications. One of the most noted features requests that have been brought up for the Braille Note family of products since its 2-year inception is the implementation of a web browser. What are some of the important features in a traditional web browser? One of the most important features is the ability to log on to one's preferred website, access the information associated with that website, select respective links on that website and get corresponding information to those links, bookmark this information for a later date, and search for other information using search engines relevant to that website. We will be implementing many of these features in the Braille Notes web browser, which we will be showing at CSUN 2002. Future considerations for this browser involve options such as network connectivity, connectivity via wireless interface, as well as downloading vast amounts of information for the end user to have at his fingertips. Another feature which we will be introducing in the coming weeks is the multilingual capability of the Braille Note. This multilingual capability enables the end user to operate the Braille Note in English and utilize French, German, Italian, and Spanish Braille tables and speech engines to operate in a second language in both high school and post-secondary environments. One important distinction with the Braille Note family of products is this. The Braille Note that you have today will not be the Braille Note that you have in 12 months, 18 months, or 2 years. With the implementation of Windows CE and other mainstream hardware, the Braille Note will be able to grow as technology changes, offering you the most state-of-the-art solution, keeping you on the cutting edge of technology rather than playing catch-up with the mainstream. We at the Pulse Data Group are committed to providing you the most innovative solutions in the most timely fashion, keeping you current with the ever-changing trends of technology.
Hi, this is Mike May, Director of New Business Development at Pulse Data Humanware, and I've been chomping at the bit to talk to you about a new development with GPS, that's Global Positioning System technology, utilizing the voice note and Braille note. As many of you may know, I've been working on this for a number of years, and 2 years ago, founded the Sendero Group, along with a number of other blind people, to get this GPS location information into the hands of other blind people. I could say that now with the voice note and Braille note, we have it for you in a very convenient format for the first time. Let me tell you what GPS is and how it works with the voice note and Braille note. The Global Positioning System is a network of 24 satellites that circuit the Earth. They send down those signals which are picked up by a GPS receiver about the size of a cell phone. That GPS receiver is connected to the voice note or Braille note, and the information identifies locations that are near you and triggers them as you approach those locations. So your location is known and the location of the nearby businesses are known. This happens through the combination of two technologies, the GPS satellite system and a very massive database of 15 million or more points already in the United States that are available to us to put into this point of interest database. We have hundreds of thousands of points for the U.S. in the Braille note and voice note already, and more points will be added in the future. What this would sound like is McDonald's at 3 o'clock, 927 feet. And as you turn towards McDonald's on your right and you start walking towards it, it would say 300 feet, 200 feet, 100 feet. Boom, you're there. Another way you can use this technology is for route planning or just finding your way back to some location like a hotel that you happen to be staying in. You walk out the front door, you hit the record button, type in the name of the hotel, then you go out for a walk or go to a restaurant, and then you decide you want to come back. You listen to the heading and distance to that location and you retrace your steps. You may also decide that you want to have some help when you're walking from home to school or home to work, and there's a number of turns involved. Maybe you go to some place like a barber shop that you don't remember the directions to because you'd only go every couple months. In that case, you would drop what we call electronic breadcrumbs along the way. These are simply GPS locations at every significant turn. For example, Jones Street, 7th Street, Bush is on my right. What'll happen is next time you walk that route, you will hear within 45 feet of that location, Jones Street, 7th Street, Bush is on my right, 45 feet, 30 feet, 20 feet. And then you make your turn and you go on to the next waypoint. It's just simply a way of hearing your locations one at a time rather than the way we've traditionally been trained with orientation and mobility instructors where they have you memorize a route and you have to try to keep track of this ahead of time and have it in your memory. This way it can just be given to you as it happens. This is a huge breakthrough when you think about the location information that we've had access to in the past. It's really been next to nothing. We've had to depend on a sighted person to tell us what was nearby. And if that happened to be a taxi driver, we might not hear little, if anything, about our environment. Now we can independently hear through our voice note and Braille note announcements about nearby locations so we know if we're in a familiar area or an unfamiliar area. We have a lot more choice in deciding where we want to go and when we want to do it on our own. This first version of GPS on the Braille note and voice note is just the tip of the iceberg. The Sendero Group was awarded a $2.25 million grant from the Department of Education National Institute for Disability Research, along with four universities and the Smith Kettlewell Institute, University of Minnesota, Western Michigan University, Carnegie Mellon, and University of California, Santa Barbara. Together, we're working on new advancements to this GPS technology, including indoor navigation, better accuracy, cell phone GPS communication, talking signs, veering, street signals, complicated intersections, and much more. So you'll be able to see even more advancements to what's already a very impressive technology that we're able to offer you today. You'll see a lot more even happening tomorrow. Contact Pulse Data Humanware for a demonstration of the GPS technology, or look us up at one of the shows. You can also email gps@humanware.com to get more specific information. Happy traveling, and look forward to talking to you a lot more about this new and exciting technology.
Orion Bat McDonald, 7 feet.
Hello, my name is Matt Ader from Pulse Data Humanware. I represent the Washington, D.C. metro area. I'm here today to talk to you about the Braille Star. The Braille Star has some really fascinating features that I want to talk about. One of them, concave cells, makes it easier for somebody to read. The hands are actually at a natural reading position, 35 degrees rather than flat. The nice thing about the concave cells is that it's made more ergonomically correct, so your hands are more natural. It's easier on your hands. Long-term reading is going to be easier as well. In front of each cell is a cursor routing key. The cursor routing keys are very close to the cells, so it's very easy to actually navigate to those and press them. At the end of the row of Braille cells on either end, we have triple action keys. The benefits of using these triple action keys are that when your hands are on the display and you move across to the end of the display, you can easily move up and down a line by line just by taking your hands to the end of the display and pushing. Along with these triple action keys and the concave cells, we have file storage on this Braille display. You could be in a Microsoft Word document and actually choose to save your document to the Braille display. There's 4 megs of file storage. We call it the scratch pad. Along with actually storing the files on there, you can actually write in the Braille display for simple file storage. One of the benefits to this is that you could be in a job site, be working at the end of the day. You have to continue to read a file, but you don't want to stay an extra hour to do it. So you go into your Word file, and you choose to save it to your scratch pad, and it puts it in the Braille display. You go on the road, you read your document, the next day you're finished. The Braille display has USB and serial connections, runs on AA batteries or AC power. The AA batteries can be changed by the user. It does come with 4 AA rechargeable batteries. In the front of the display is your standard Braille input keys, so you can actually do Braille input into the display for file storage, or you can use those same keys to navigate through documents either using JAWS or WindowEyes. Comes with a bag, a keyboard to plug into the Braille display so you can actually edit documents using the keyboard. It's made for the portable person or somebody sitting at a desk. It is a 40-character display, easily fits a laptop on top of it or a standard 101 keyboard. If you're interested in taking a look at this display, feel free to give a call to Pulse Data Humanware and ask to have one of the reps give you a demonstration. They'd be glad to do it.
Pulse Data Humanware now offers Braille Note Orientation Workshops for educators and other professionals in the field of blindness at no cost. Hi, I'm Marlena Lieberg. I'm Director of Training Services with Pulse Data Humanware. We offer for educators and other professionals in the field of blindness, such as rehabilitation professionals, 3 to 4 hour Braille Note orientation workshops at no cost to your agency. How does it work? Well, all you need to do is get hold of me, and I'll tell you how to do that before I click off here, and let me know that your agency would be interested in hosting a Braille Note orientation workshop. We ask that you provide 8 to 10 participants, and I will do all the rest of the work. Each participant will have a Braille Note to use during the workshop, and the workshop will last 3 to 4 hours. At the conclusion of the workshop, all participants will have a really good understanding of the overall functionality of the Braille Note and its accompanying utilities and applications.
And the most important part of all is that we have fun. I'm a person who likes to laugh a lot and likes to encourage learning through enjoyment. So if you are interested in having a Braille Note workshop at your agency, or if you're a consumer and you would like for your vision teacher or rehab counselor to learn more about the Braille Note, please feel free to contact me. You can do that by sending an email to Lieberg, that's L-I-E-B-E-R-G, at humanware.com, or give me a call at Pulse Data Humanware, and the telephone number is 1-800-722-3393. Press 3 and then extension 440. So until I hear from you and we next speak and hopefully soon meet, I'm Marlena Lieberg reminding you that the best note is a Braille note. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Donna McNair. I'm a teacher for children who are blind and visually impaired, and I've been teaching in Minnesota for 25 years and using assistive technology tools with students for developing their Braille literacy skills. The Mountbatten is an excellent tool for blind students to use for reading and writing Braille. It's multisensory in that it's tactual because students are reading Braille, but it also gives the students verbal feedback, and the students are very motivated by this, the multisensory nature of the Mountbatten. Sighted people can communicate with Braille readers, and the Braille readers can communicate with the sighted readers. Also, using a tool like the Mountbatten allows students to be more independent in their reading and writing literacy tasks. And it prepares students for using other tools in Braille literacy and prepares them to be successful in all of their environments. It's a tool that's very easy for students to use. We're starting it out with preschoolers now. With a traditional Braille writer, it's important for students to have a certain amount of finger strength. But because the Mountbatten is electronic, we don't have to wait for students to develop other skills. It also is colorful, it's lightweight, it's easy to carry from place to place. It looks like a regular Braille writer in the sense that it has 6 keys. One of the features that students really like is that you can erase with it.
We spoke to Donna at her home in Minnesota just after returning from a trip to Guam and Micronesia, where she was working with students and teachers of the visually impaired. She also mentioned that the Mountbatten electronic brailler has the benefit over a manual brailler of the classroom teacher and other students being able to share in what the blind student is working on by seeing their work. Call Pulse Data Humanware to learn more about one of Donna's upcoming Braille literacy presentations in your area soon.
Hi, I'm Mike Callahan. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and New Business Development. I'm very excited about joining the team of Pulse Data Humanware. I have been in the low vision field for approximately 6 years, most recently as Director of Sales for Optilec. It was during that time that I became familiar with Humanware, their staff, and especially Jim Halliday. The spirit of Humanware was something that I always wanted to be part of, and now I am. The interesting thing about Jim Halliday, and actually the whole philosophy of the company, is that they see the potential in people and want those people to reach to the highest potential. Now, with the addition of the SmartView low vision products, I believe that we have the total package for both low vision and blind people. Again, the terms comprehensive and cohesive come to mind when we speak about the SmartView video magnifiers. We recently introduced a model we call the 1000. This is a black and white unit, one piece. Our range of products go from the one piece black and white to color models which have true autofocus features. Many of our models allow the user the option to use either VGA monitors or TV monitors. Our top-of-the-line 8000 is a computer-compatible unit which allows the user the ability to split screen with their computer. It's definitely my vision and also the vision of the entire company to improve our products, to add new products to our product line, to ensure that Pulse Data Humanware continues to be viewed as the company of choice by you, the user.
Well, it has been really fun to have you listen to this tape here today. We always have a good time putting these here tapes together, and I'm really happy that you were able to listen to the whole thing, because then you got to hear me be as crazy as I normally am. Normally, people who don't listen to the end of the whole tape don't realize how crazy I am. But right, I'm absolutely wacky, and so I'd like to leave you with this thank you from Mr. Halliday himself. As always, it's wonderful to put these tapes together, and I really thank Mike May for all of his work in doing this and organizing it, and thank all the others who participated. I think you can tell we've got some really exciting things going on here, and I really want you all to know how much I appreciate your support through the years, really how much we care about the industry and how much we care about you. And I want to thank you all very much.
Pulse Data Humanware, 1-800-722-3393. Address, 175 Mason Circle. That's M-A-S-O-N Circle. Concord, California, 94520. Web address, humanware.com.